You're listening to a Mining Journal podcast, your source for interviews, question and answer sessions, and much more.
Today I'm joined by Mayor John Kivala. We're going to be talking about President Barack Obama's recent trip to the area. Now, John, you were actually on vacation, weren't you, when the president was supposed to be here?
I was. I was down in Florida. I was actually fishing in the Keys when I got the phone call from the White House, so ended up cutting my trip a few days short to come up, but it was well worth the trip.
Now, did they require you to come up here, or did you just choose to?
Well, they didn't require, but when the White House calls and says the president would like you to be there to greet him off Air Force One, I guess I'd be a fool to say, I got better things to do.
And you greeted him at KI Sawyer?
Correct.
Did you get to ride along with him, spend the whole day with him?
You know, I greeted him as he came off Air Force One. At that point, he went to his car in the motorcade. I was a few cars back. And when we got into town by Donkers, when the motorcade stopped, that's when he asked if he could buy me lunch. And so he and I at that point spent probably the next 20 to 30 minutes together at Donkers, ordered our lunch to go. And as we were leaving, he asked if I would care to ride with him. So I said, sure. So it was just he and I in the beast, as they call it, the presidential's car, from Donkers to Northern.
And what was that experience like for you?
You know, certainly one of the most incredible experiences of my life, to have that opportunity to sit with the most powerful person in the world one-on-one, was really interesting and something I'll never forget. We actually talked about a variety of different things, regional issues. We talked about the sled dog race that was coming up. You know, he asked what the ORDOC was and how it was used. And then we just talked a lot about small town economy and what works and what doesn't. And so it was pretty interesting.
And you had a front row seat for his speech at Northern?
Yes, I did. I did. I sat next to Carl Levin, and my wife Sandy was there with me. And you know, it was really a neat experience to see a president up front. He's very well spoken. It's an interesting issue, and to think that he's launched this initiative in our small little hometown is quite remarkable. So it was a great experience.
Do you know if he's coming back anytime soon?
You know, I invited him back for the sled dog races, but you know, we didn't expect to see him, I guess. I don't know if he will or not. You know, we've had two sitting presidents visit Marquette in its history. Now, they happen to be, five or seven years apart, something like that. Would I expect to see him again? Probably not. I mean, realistically. But I know there's an effort underway to get his wife to come up for a visit to the area. So I know people are working on that, and we'd love to have that opportunity as well.
Have you heard from other mayors or other state officials congratulating you on him picking Marquette?
You know, I have. I've received actually countless emails from different people around the state that I've gotten to know through different events and meetings that we've had, that just called to say congratulations, Marquette did a great job, things of that nature. But certainly our elected leaders from around the state have also reached out, and we're excited because it's quite a recognition for a small town like ours.
What does this mean for Marquette? I mean, you're kind of at the forefront of what's going on, what's happening. What does this presidential visit say about the things that are going on here?
You know, I could sum it up in one word: validation. And I'll elaborate. We've been successful in getting several different state and national awards in the last few years, pretty significant recognitions. And it's really for a variety of different things, but it all comes down to quality of life more than anything. This is a great place to raise your kids and start a business. And so what it means to us is just validation of everything that everybody has been working on. It's not a city of Marquette issue. It's a Marquette region issue. It's not a city commission issue. We've had a role in it, sure, but it's the business owners, the people that have invested in their properties, the civic clubs that volunteer, the events like the UP 200, where you have 1,400 volunteers. You know, it's those types of things where everyone has bought into it because we see where we want to go. and here's the most powerful person in the world coming into your community and saying, this is a model for the rest of the country to look at. You know, it's validation for all those efforts. So the clue, or not the clue, but the key right now is where do we go with it now that we've gotten this? And it really is quite an honor. How do we use that to advance what we want to do? And you know, where is it we want to go? Do we want to, you know, attract more businesses, small firms, I think are the key. How do we use that? We have the technology. We have a great learning institution in Northern Michigan University. Regional medical facility. We have some of the key tools now. So now we need to market that.
I have to ask, I'm sure you've heard about, a lot of people have probably asked you about it, but Kivala?
Well, I'll answer it this way, Chris. When the president bought you lunch, how do you pronounce your last name?
That's a good point.
So, you know, it's funny. I had talked to the White House on several occasions, and several times they asked me for, you know, the correct pronunciation. And so when the president came down off Air Force One, he did address me correctly. You know, he said, hello, Mayor Kivala. And, you know, so I welcomed him here. And so it was funny. And believe me, yes, not a day goes by that people don't bring that up. So I just say, no, that's, you know, the Italian descent that must be in my roots somewhere. Kivala.
Okay, John, anything else you want to add? Anything else you can think to mention about his visit?
Well, you know, I could certainly talk for hours. I was able to spend probably overall about 45 to 50 minutes with him. A lot of stories, but overall, it was an incredible opportunity for me personally. My wife was there, got to meet the president. My children and my mother were there to attend the event. So personally, it was an incredible day that I'll remember forever for Marquette and this community. It's immeasurable. And again, we've got to take the ball now and run with it. So thank you.
All right, this is Public Record. I'm Chris McGee. Thanks for listening.